7 seconds on that last drive. Now it's USA's turn. 6:16 left in the first. Beachy in shotgun, hands this off right up the middle. And it's around to the right end when all's said and done. That's number 28, Brandon Harper. Out to the first down marker one more time, 34-yard line. And it's going to be close to the first down, shy by about a foot as of right now. So a second and one coming up.
It's a pretty easy place for USA. 10, 11-yard gain and a 9-yard gain. FedEx is going to have to stand its ground a little bit here.
Receiver wide each way, McKay Jones on your right. Now in motion. Except Beachy's going to be going for the pass to his right. He has number 2088, Rick, out for it. And he gets 1 foot in at the 43-yard line. It's good enough for a first down by about 9 yards. Move the chains for USA. They're now up to their own 43-yard line.
Number 7, Billy Heinz, had pretty good coverage. A teardrop pass there by Beachy. He dropped it right over the shoulder of his favorite receiver, Dan Rick, and dropped it in where only he could get it and make a play on it, and he did.
8-yard catch and carry for Dan Rick in a 1st and 10 for USA. Same formation. This is a handoff right up the middle to number 25, Tim Zub. Gets out to the 45, gain of 2 on the play. USA is looking at it. 2nd and 8 coming up. Working off the right hash, left to right across the radio.
Two names you might hear a lot on defense for Bad Axe, Jimmy Rogers, 55, 56, Josh Geiger. Two big men in the middle that make a lot of plays. They stop that run up the middle. They don't allow that very often. Look for USA to try and get around the line, get around the ends. That's where they get their yardage from. Bad Axe very solid up the middle.
USA sticking to the same formation. Receiver wide each way, Beachy in shotgun. And here comes McKay Jones in motion. And it's a handoff to McKay Jones. Bad Axe was reading that from the get-go. Number 55 catches him in the backfield. That's Jimmy Rogers. And it's a loss of 4 on the play out to the 41-yard line. 3rd and 12 coming up.
Jimmy Rogers and 64, Philip Delpierre there also. Not fooled by that same play they ran earlier in the game to start the game, actually. Jones coming in motion, taking the handoff. Two Bad Axe guys could have almost taken the handoff, too. They were on the play just like that.
3rd and 12. 3rd and 12. We're being told it's Tim Zuby. Our apologies. This one's Beachy looking back to pass all the way back from his 25-yard line. Gets it to number 28. And it's caught at the 45-yard line. Brandon Harper grabbed it there and ran for about 6 more yards. He's shy of the first down by about 6 yards. And it's going to bring a 4th and 6 from the 48-yard line.
Number 68, Nick Crotchin, forces him out of bounds. Good play design there by USA. A little screen pass set up very well. Just come up 6 yards short. The offense still on the field here, Clark?
That's the punt unit out there, but I wouldn't. So USA will punt this one away. So both first possessions, no damage for the opposing team. Ooh. This is a line drive. Punt goes out of bounds right at the 30-yard line.
Kind of a low knuckle there.
A little bit. So Bad Axe will begin their drive at the 32-yard line, according to the spot. Still no score in the first quarter. Bad Axe homecoming on an absolutely beautiful night. 4 minutes to remain in the first quarter. USA 0, Bad Axe 0. So far, so good, Dave. Both teams.
So far, so good. Both teams move the ball a little bit, get a couple first downs, and then force the punt. So defenses right now have the advantage. Let's see if offenses can make the proper adjustment.
Lakers has scored first against All Saints with 8:16 left in the first quarter. It's Lakers 7, All Saints nothing. 1st and 10 for Bad Axe. Right to left across your own radio. 32-yard line. Braden hands this one off to his left. Didn't see the number at that one. Out of the bottom of the pile is number 22, Matt McVay. He grinds forward all the way out to the 35-yard line. Gain of 3, 2nd and 7 for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Number 57, Christian Mascaro, first one on the tackle.
2nd and 7 for the Hatchets, working from their own 35-yard line in between the hash marks. No score so far. First quarter, 3 minutes and 25 seconds away from being over. Bad Axe comes out, it's 2 men in the backfield. It's a handoff to 22, McVay, around the right end. And he hits the line running and gets out to the 39-yard line. That's a gain of 7. And now they're faced with a third and two.
Number 27, Seth Gangler makes the tackle.
In the first quarter, it's Harbor Beach 7, Brown City nothing. Third and two, third and three from the 39-yard line are the Bad Axe Hatchets on their second possession of the night. Same formation, two men in the backfield, Braid under center, and a tight end to the left. And this is a quick handoff right up the gap to McVay one more time, and he's short, caught right at the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of one in the play. Now they're facing a fourth and a yard and a half, fourth and two. Ball is placed, the nose of the football, right on the 40-yard line, right to left across the radio. Ben Brain getting the word from Minetti on the sidelines.
Gangler, the junior linebacker, makes another tackle.
Critical fourth down for Bad Axe here. What's the play call going to be here, Dave?
Well, they're clearly going to go for it here. I got to imagine they're going to give it to Emmerich here and try and let him work for 2 yards. Probably something just off the end, just outside the line of scrimmage.
And it's a keeper, Ben Brain, around the left side. He's caught short, forward motion. Has him stopped right at the 41-yard line. He needed to get to the 42-yard line. Short of a yard, good play call. He rolled to his left, but USA stuffed as many people in that box as possible. And they fall short. Turnover of downs for Bad Axe. And USA offense can be back on the field.
Yeah, I like the guts there at home going for that ball again. I would have preferred to see Emmerich get the football. He's only carried it once, maybe twice so far in this game. I would have liked to see him get a chance to get the first down there. But a good tricky call there by Bad Axe. It's a good effort. USA was prepared.
So Bad Axe with a four and out there on that possession, their second of the night. USA coming out, two receivers to the right, one to the left, two men in the backfield, Beachy in the center. It's a screen pass to the right to McKay Jones. Breaks free the first tackle out to the 39-yard line and finally brought down to the 38. It's going to be a gain of three for the Patriots. Now second and seven from the Bad Axe 38-yard line.
Bad Axe's version of Ray Lewis, 55, Jimmy Rogers all over the field making plays up the middle. He makes that tackle down by the sideline.
Second and seven for the USA Patriots after that screen pass to the right, working off the right hash, left to right across the radio. Beachy is under center. T formation, three men in the backfield. Hands this one off right through the middle to number 28, Brandon Harper. And he flees himself out to the 29-yard line. Gain of nine on the play and a first down in doing so.
Jimmy Rogers and Philip Delpier team up on the tackle there.
That's Brandon Harper's first carry of the night. He's brought in a pass from Beachy in the beginning of the first drive. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. No score. USA trying to get down to the red zone here of Bad Axe. They're on the 29-yard line. Beachy back in the shotgun. Hands it off to number 28. Harper one more time. Breaks free of the first tackle. Spins out the second tackle. And finally brought down at the 14-yard line near the near sideline. Has the first down by about 7 yards and gains of 14 on that play.
Number 52, Derek Taylor, the junior, makes the tackle.
So USA now in the red zone for the first time today. 47 seconds left in the first quarter. No score. USA trying to strike first. But USA trying to give as many different looks to this Bad Axe defense as possible. Receiver wide each way. Two men in the backfield, Beachy in the shotgun. To hand off to the left side, McKay Jones, and Bad Axe is there all over him. They're going to say forward motion is at the 17-yard line. That's going to be a loss of three on the play. Bad Axe bursts right through that line. Read that from the get-go.
The senior D lineman, Nick Crotchin, flew right through the line, unblocked, made a nice tackle.
Second and 13 for the USA Patriots. Now backed out to the 17-yard line in between the hash marks. 3 seconds to go, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So one quarter is in the books, and we have no score. USA on the Bad Axe 17-yard line. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Have you stopped by Thumb Cellular and looked over the selection of phones during their back-to-school sale yet? If not, it's time you did. Thumb Cellular's back-to-school sale ends September 29th, so stop by Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky this week and get an A-plus in communication with a Samsung Chrono or an LG Prestige free with only a one-year agreement. Better yet, get extra credit for owning one of the many smartphones Thumb Cellular has to offer, such as the Motorola Defy. It's